This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man, what an ending to that Giants game last night, Goo. What an ending. Patrick Bailey inside the park homer, first time it's done, been done in 762 years. And the Giants win 4-3.
Man, and stay hot.
Yeah, and you know, I just thinking about a week ago again, you know, 2 weeks ago everything was great. Last week it was tough. This week it's good again. You see? The Giants are like Seinfeld, like even Steven.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But just if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Forget the fluctuation. It's 162 games. There's going to be tears. There's going to be joy. There's going to be pain. And there's going to be laughter. And last night, man, I'm being honest with all the people as I watch the box on the TV. Stoney, I thought they were dead. They were at the bottom part of their lineup. They had mustered up one run. Kind of had something going in the eighth. And to watch, I don't think I've ever seen a ball hit off that part of the park on the wall, Stoney, or the brick. And then for Marsh and the Philly, Stoney, I felt like it was cops and robbers. Marsh chasing the baseball and the baseball like, no, get away from me. And then the endless amount of calls that we're going to play today. I mean, that was a crazy one. And what if I told you I need to get a Lice 90? It impacted my sleeping pattern last night. Like, I kept rewinding it like, this was incredible. And then they got a game in a few hours. But my gosh.
Should they take today off?
No,
because
no.
Yesterday was
Verlander, deliver. Be Carl Malone. UPS mail. But I'm just saying, Stoney, sweep their ass after that last night. That was incredible. Seriously.
So you watched the whole game?
The whole game.
Well, let me ask you this. Was there a box?
Yeah, I just told you there was a box.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get to that later. But I had a brain fart, Stoney. The box that bothers me is on MLB The Show, the video game. And they got that same box, but it's bigger and it ruins the game. Guess what? You get the option to take it off. So I take it off, but that box is very... little tiny box, and I need some readers. Maybe half the time I don't see it, partner. But anyway, what a win last night. 3-1, down 3-1. Stoney, and I'm being real when I say this. There's magic happening on third and King. We've seen it before, and I really feel like, I'm waiting on football season, because that's been what it is with the Giants baseball here late, outside of winning 107. But now, Stoney, there's going to be activity. It's already starting. We got the break, and we'll see what they do. But I have some concerns on a day of joy that I'll share with you moving forward. And we'll talk about it because sometimes, and I've told you and Evan this, and I'll pass it back, Stoney, you need to save the athlete from himself. Exhibit A, Ralphie Devers. Stoney, what are we doing? Somebody cuss him out and tell him he can't play and get healthy.
You don't tell Rafael Devers is Jimmy Butler.
See, I don't
tell Rafi Devers how to play or how to prepare for a game.
Okay, I'm gonna say
finding that out.
Why?
What do you mean?
Who's nobody's above reproach?
Butler is. Once you accomplish things in this world, then you
beat
to
your own drum.
Yes.
The audacity.
No, Evan, stop it. Anyway, Patrick Bailey got it inside the park home run.
He also had a line single up the middle. Well, it was a flare, but nevertheless.
It counts.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, I know I watch different. We watch differently. 3-1 after the eighth where you thought you had something going, you get nothing. Do you have a problem with somebody like myself saying, Philly's going to win this one? Bottom of the lineup.
No, this is where the
Casey
rules.
Casey Schmidt starts with.
This is where the rules are different for you.
I'm not liking this theme.
Well, then change.
And I feel like Evan started it when was out. I need some elaboration sensation. But anyway.
Well, for example, the game, it was 3-1 going into the ninth. Okay?
Right.
Which meant the game wasn't going to be over until the home team batted last. So.
Would you just, real quick, can I just step to the bench, Your Honor, and say 8 innings of baseball where the team got one run, you could understand where I'm thinking one more frame.
Well,
it might be difficult.
Well, Darryl.
Give me that.
Darryl, the one thing you haven't taken into account, and maybe it's because, I don't know why it actually is, but wouldn't you give the benefit of the doubt, Goo, to a team that now has 9 walk-off victories this season.
Most in the league.
So why? Now, I'm just asking you. I don't want to point the finger at you. But why, if a team leads the league in walk-offs, would you assume they're going to lose?
Because they're playing a first-place team.
They stink.
In the Philadelphia Phillies. Oh, you gave up on them, huh? But no, seriously, Steiny, what a win. And they also lead in what? That was their 21st one-run victory of the season. So I'm just saying, you put all that in the blender and make a baseball smoothie, you got playoffs. I mean, they are battle-tested.
They are on about an 89-win pace right now, the San Francisco Giants, which would probably get them into the postseason, you would think. And another big win last night.
It was.
And two late inning wins for the San Francisco Giants. A couple things I noticed, and I hate to harp on it. Oh, hold on. We got a super chat.
Give it to early.
From Caleb. Goo saying something magical is going on. All-Star Goo is back. That from Caleb Belts, $4.99.
That's our guy, right, Caleb?
I would assume.
Oh, he's in Livermore, or the other Caleb's in Livermore, I believe.
Well, this one doesn't say where he's from. Right.
Yep.
And I don't want to harp on the ballpark, but I thought Trey Turner hit a leadoff homer.
Oh, so did the announcers.
I thought Schwarber hit a home run in the first.
He did.
And then, of course, the man with the quintessential warning track power at Oracle Park, Willie Adames.
Yeah, no doubt. He got cheated. Got me thinking. That's why I thought getting 2 runs, Guru, you could score without hitting a homer. I understand that. But, Stoddy, I mentioned it yesterday. Those conditions were on fleek. They were on blast yesterday. And that's why I felt a little discouraged for that offense of the Giants getting 2 runs, because I felt like we've watched 4 or 5 balls outside of Schwarber, who got golf one out of there. I'm just like, tonight ain't tonight. And they proved me wrong. And they're only 5 games back from the Dodgers, who are leaking oil. And, oh, this is why baseball is beautiful, Snotty. You got the Dodgers for 3 starting Friday. Evan and 49er Frank will be out there. Lord knows where you could end up being before the break behind the Dodgers. They're leaking oil.
Where are they now?
5 games back.
Well, if
and you got a game today, so do the Dodgers.
Okay, so it could be 4 games after today.
Then,
it could be 5 games after today.
Right.
Or it could be 6 games
let's
after
be
today.
Let's be proactive. So something's hard for you.
No,
let's say a sweep and you win today.
No.
Yeah.
Let's.
You're 1 back.
Let's wait to see what happens.
Ah.
Now, do you care at all that Justin Verlander's pitching and he hasn't won a game all season?
I can't wait to
But you're
to
assuming
watch.
A win. And you're assuming it against the guy, Jesus Luzardo.
Been struggling a little bit. 4.4 for ERA.
Well, when you give up 15 earned runs in four innings like he did in a game earlier this season, he's going to absolutely have his ERA.
Yeah, we'll see.
Up there. But no, we're going to have some fun today. Here's what we got going. First of all, we've got Casey Johnson. Who's he working for? Who he worked for? I'm kidding.
We got to play that too when we bring him up.
Of course we will. Yeah. Casey Johnson, Chicago Bulls insider, the Chicago Sports Network. He covers the Bulls, and the Bulls have a player who is in the exact same boat as Jonathan Kuminga, and his name's Josh Giddey. And he's a player with the experience of Kuminga, but hasn't gotten a contract extension. We're going to talk to him to see if there's similarities. Chris Rose, John Boy Media, NFL Network. He's coming on at 1:30. At 1:30, talk some baseball and maybe some football. But here's what we're doing in the next segment. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
On the first pitch of the A's game last night, Lawrence Butler hit an inside the park home run on the first pitch of the game.
Yep.
Okay. The Giants, on the last pitch of the game, win on a walk-off inside the park homer.
Facts.
We're going to play both calls, okay? And then we're even going to play a call from our main man, Evan Giddings.
Evan!
A walk-off call. And we want the audience to tell us what they liked about all of them, what they maybe didn't like.
Be honest.
Yeah, of course. So
you always are.
We'll have a little fun on the other side because we got some great announcers here in the Bay, and they came through with flying colors last night. All right, next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to Valkyrie's merchandise store and the Laughing Monk Brewery. Here's what you do. Next week, you listen at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. for your chance to win every single day next week, every show, every day. It all starts Monday. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Steiny and Goo with you. Evan right by our side. And Carter loitering. But that's fine. What's up, Carter? How you doing, my man?
Big C.
Mm-hmm. Yay. All right. Giants win on a walk-off inside the park home run. The A's start their game on the first pitch with a Lawrence Butler inside the park home run. And there were two very, very fascinating calls on both of them. So we're going to play them for you.
All right.
And then we're going to play another highlight of a Santa Clara men's baseball team.
Let's go.
Six-run comeback in the ninth inning where they won it on a double, I believe, a walk-off double. And we're going to play all three.
Yeah.
And just get your thoughts on what you like about the call. Maybe if you don't like anything. But where are we going to start here? We start with Korak or Dwayne Kuiper? Korak or Dwayne Kuiper? We will start with...
Okay.
Which one? All right. This is Dwayne Kuiper's call from last night. Patrick Bailey... Inside the park walk-off. Take a listen.
Wow, it's not right. Even like me on the honeymoon night. Right out of gas. Wow, Steiny. Kite with Bailey's on the move.
Well,
Bailey's on the move. Was great.
Yeah, if you watched the game from the beginning, you knew Kite was having a little trouble with his voice. But he liked the Giants with a big rally.
Oh, man.
When needed most. So that was Dwayne Kuiper. The thing I liked about that call, Goo, was, well, you know what? Let's play.
And he kept telling you what was happening, like a video game. They're scoring. The game is not. Yeah, oh, I loved it, man.
All right. Now, the A's played last night, too. And they led off the,
Lawrence murdered
Butler
the Braves, yeah.
Laid a first pitch of the game. This is what happened. This is Ken Korak on the call.
The top half, and Butler, Wilson, and Rooker for the A's against Didier Fuentes. He delivers to the Atlanta product, and Butler, it's a deep drive, right center field, Eli White back at the track, turning, and it's off the wall, it's in play. Butler's at second, this might be an inside the park home run, he's at third, turning at third, losing his helmet, comes to the plate, there'll be no throw, and the kid from Atlanta on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning hits an inside the park.
I love that. Wow, man.
I love that
one. We are spoiled, man. That was awesome.
All right.
The kid from Atlanta.
we can talk more about it. Okay, now, those are two professional announcers.
Yeah. Big-time franchise.
We have a third professional announcer. That we work with, mm-hmm. And his name's Evan Giddings. And this was last spring, Santa Clara baseball. They were playing
LMU,
and they're down six in the ninth or five?
They were down five.
Okay. So Santa Clara down five.
That game's over, right?
They got ducks on the pond, and this is our very own Evan Giddings.
Eighth pitch of the at-bat, and Brigman lines it down the left field line. Here comes one. Here comes two. Lewis is rounding third, and he's going to come in and score as Santa Clara walks it off with a six-run ninth inning. A miraculous comeback against LMU as the Broncos steal game one of the series.
Evan on his way, baby. That's now, all you can say.
Now, a couple things. Couple things on each of those calls. One is, you know, the crowd in Kipe's voice, or the crowd in the Kipe call, you know, made the audio a little difficult, but you could hear the excitement. And on Evans, what do they call that? The microphone peaked a little bit.
Yeah, he almost broke the woofers.
That's not him.
Yeah.
So we had just played three great calls.
No doubt.
Right. Here's
Ducks on the Pony. I love that.
888-957-9570. We'll have a little fun. What's the best part of a call like that? All right, here's a couple of my thoughts. So Korak, you could tell when the ball hit off the wall, and right after he said it's in play, his voice just completely picked up, and he created just such a sense of, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then clearly when he said the ball's in play, this might be in a... You know, that gets exciting. That gets exciting. I also...
And he described the helmets off.
So exactly.
I love that stuff.
As for Kipe, the one thing I caught this time that I didn't catch last night was he did say off the bricks, which...
I have not seen a ball hit there.
I don't know if I've seen a ball hit there.
At the top,
but I'm sure
top.
I've never seen a ball bounce that way. But yeah, and then Evan... Line double down, three-run double, wins it for Santa Clara.
And Evan was phenomenal. And the difference in the A's call is that wasn't for the game. That was the first pitch of the game, and it was a hometown kid playing his team in Butler's Donnie. And the fact that he gave you all the factoids about Butler, I felt like, and then the next pitch, all that came and all that happened was awesome. But Evan's call and Kipe's was the finish, Donnie. It was the grand, the angel. It was over.
The thing about the Korak one, it happened when he was still setting up the start of the game. He was still talking about the battery, you know, the pitcher and the catcher. And you hear the crack of a bat, and he's got to kind of jump to it. Let me ask Evan this, because he's the only one of us who's done play-by-play. But what's the difference between Korak, let's say, getting caught by surprise or it happening right off the bat? You said it's like when an announcer gets ambushed. And then what happens, how you approach a call when you know you're one hit away from something exciting happening, even though nobody could imagine it would be that exciting?
Well, you're still getting ambushed by an inside the park walk-off home run. Like, nobody, you might have to assume that there's a, like, Bailey could hit a walk-off homer. So you have to make sure that you're on top of the pitch, ready for the play. But once that ball hits off the brick, literally all hell breaks loose. And for both Kipe as well as Korak to stay on top of it the way that they did, Kipe's voice kind of gave out, which was unfortunate. But that's like, it's like riding a mechanical bull and you're just trying not to fall off.
Wow, man.
It's one of the greatest adrenaline rushes you can ever get. And your goal is to just not mess it up. And I thought that Kipe did a really good job. His voice gave out on him, but he was riding it the entire time. He was on top of the play, and then he stuck the landing as best he could. Meanwhile, Korak, it's like your instincts just take over. And that's also on radio compared to television, so it's a little different, where you have to describe every single thing that's happening. But I thought both guys did an incredible job. Because you're also not trying to, like, you have to keep your voice at a certain level, and you're trying to reach a different octave the more ridiculous the play gets.
Right.
And that's an impossible task to accomplish.
Evan, you got me thinking now. I know I'm hashtag random, Steiny. And Evan, you may have heard it. Have you heard the other side, the Philly call, like, how does one handle that? When it's like, oh boy, we were up 3-1. A 188 hitter is up. The fourth least productive hitter in the major leagues. And he's sending us home. So, Evan, do those principles apply when it's on the other side.
Well, do you want to hear it?
I would love to.
This is from Tom McCarthy on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Quick to the plate. He's been working on it.
And a high fly ball to deep right center field. Castellanos is back, and it's off the top of the wall, and it's rolling along the warning track. The game is tied. Bailey's around third. He's heading for home. This is going to be an inside the park walk-off home run. An inside the park three-run walk-off home run that went off the top of Triple's alley.
I'll tell you what.
You got it. Wow.
Was a great, great call from a visiting announcer.
He didn't rob it of what it was, Donnie.
No, that was, wow.
It was a hell of a man.
That was impressive. That was a really good call. Really good call.
I could hear Harry Carey like, oh, it's off the brick. You know what I mean? And I get it, but boy, that was special.
We got some announcers, you know. And LeBron James, 18-footer at the butt. It's good. And the Cavs.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Now, that was a great call from the visitors.
Professional.
You wouldn't have known what team that guy announces for. Tom McCarthy or McCartney?
McCarthy.
Great call.
Mm-hmm. But the one that it reminded Goo of was the Angel Pagan inside the park home run. And I think this one does Kipe a little more justice.
Okay.
Pagan hits one high and deep to right. Kadir back. It is off the bottom of the wall. And it kicks away from everybody. Pagan is being waved in. Here's the throw.
He body slammed that one, Steiny. Evan.
That was one of his finest hours.
Yeah.
That was you know what? Loving the Giants fans who are saying that Philly guy made a great call.
But it's almost like your job too, though, right, Steiny?
But how many guys don't do it like that?
And some may not even do it on purpose. It's just natural. But I hear you. That was a great call.
I mean, to me,
that was neutral.
I don't know anything about McCarthy. But I got to believe he loves baseball because that was an unbelievable play. Unbelievable call.
Mm-hmm. And it continues a hot. I mean, Stein, they're going for the sweep today.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is there any call out there that you will never forget? A call out there that you'll never forget. Can be from anything.
Kirk Gibson. Home run against the A's in the World Series. And Vin Scully doing and watching and describing Kirk Gibson coming up limping, who was a pinch hitter, Steiny, and setting the stage for what I thought was an A's win, watching it with Pops in the Yoon in the living room. And that Steiny, that's an all-timer for me.
Yeah, for me, I think the greatest call of all time.
Of all time.
All time.
I'm trying to think.
I'll let you guess.
I'm thinking of you.
I just think this was among the most iconic of all time. And once I say it, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Al Michaels.
Yes.
Come on, know your partner, E.
Correct.
Yeah, Al Michaels.
Do you believe in miracles?
There we go.
I remember, like, that still gets me, gives me some goosebumps. Yeah. Great calls by all those guys, Evan included.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Okay, yeah. 650, the band is on the field.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was at Cal this weekend. You know, my daughter got married and we went.
Nice.
They had the wedding at this place called the Cal Faculty Club, and they have a bar inside the facility with a lot of Cal, photos and old photos and stuff. And saw a lot of good pictures from the that call.
Do you remember Steve Young versus the Vikings, and he was just, Steve Young made a scamper down the sideline, and Lon Simmons, the great Lon Simmons, had that call The voice is doing all that. So that comes to mind because that's a classic too, man.
Oh, boy. Our buddy Murillo.
Who's he have?
He says on the YouTube chat, blocked by James.
Oh no. That is wow. Oh, we know man. What that is. Mike Breen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got a favorite? You can call in with it. Maybe we'll try to find it and gather them up for later in the show. Although Evan, a busy man as it is, but he has he's multitasked with the best of them.
What an outcome.
We got
man.
A call here, Carter? Elizabeth? No? Okay. So, the Giants. All right. Dom Smith. Check swing hit.
Looking like Will Smith over there with the leather.
All right. So let's talk about Devers.
We have to, man.
Go ahead.
We were at the cafeteria, you, Evan, and I. We were having lunch yesterday, and we saw Will Clark's video and heard the audio.
We can play it.
And
just tell me when. You want to start with
it? Let's do it now.
All right.
Hit me.
This is Will Clark on
an
his...
icon, a giant icon.
Yes, and he's got a podcast with Eric Burns, and this is what he said about Rafi Devers.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't gonna like go through anything physical. We're just gonna walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston, and now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Now, I didn't hear that part of it, Stoney, so I'll let you tell me in today's world in regard to athletes and what am I looking for? What word is it where you have
pride?
Yeah, pride. Like, I don't know if that's the way you do it, Will. And if that was against Boston, then I understand he definitely didn't want to, you know. But, man, Will, I didn't like that last part of it. I'm going to come grab you and do all that stuff. So, yeah, the pride is definitely, yeah, boy.
So I'm reading some stuff about Devers, and David Ortiz had some interesting things to say. And one thing he said about Devers is he needs to communicate better.
Mm.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking about. All right, so Will Clark, this is the disconnect I don't get. So Will Clark's out there, and he's going to work. He's out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Devers doesn't show up.
And his manager and third base coach want Devers to be a part of Will's exercise.
So why
Will said that.
Why on Friday doesn't Will Clark go to Devers and say, hey, you want to get some work in at first base? Devers says, I'll be happy to. I just don't want it to be a dog and pony show in front of all the media and then have them write about something that's virtually inconsequential.
I believe because he assumed he would be there.
Then he's not there Friday. So Will Clark just, okay, he's coming out today. He doesn't. Like, figure out what's going on. Yeah.
And where's the manager in all this?
I don't know.
But if Big Poppy said that, like, I love that, just, you know, forget what we're talking about and who we're talking about, just better communication is always key, right? And is growth. But for you to just do a no-show and the manager be in on it, that's where I'm like, Melvin, you couldn't have been the middleman? Like, okay, Ralph, you know we're doing this. So that's where I'm at on that. And Big Poppy kind of stole the thunder for me, Stoney. Better communication. But I'm wondering, Will's playing it off. Do you feel like he was disrespected?
No. No, I don't. Not after hearing the entire context of what he said. And I'm with David Hernandez, who just texted this on the YouTube chat. And if you want to, jump in to the conversation, you can at 888-957-9570. That's for a phone call. And also, you can use that number for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney Attorney's text line. And he said something ain't adding up with this story. I kind of agree.
Wow.
Yeah. Something doesn't add up. There was a communication gap somewhere. But
do you think the Giants appreciate Will? And I know some others from the Boston media, have some things to say, but do you appreciate him kind of making this public? Like, if I'm Ralphie, I could have a problem with Will. And maybe that's why I didn't go do what I did. But for you to say I'm going to come grab you by the neck, it just hits different. And I know Will had good intention, but I would tell Will Clark, hey, some of these guys don't respond nowadays to stuff like that. You don't own nobody, Will. I'm just saying, Stoney, I know people that would hear that audio and feel like, damn, Will, that's a little strong.
Yeah, something doesn't add up. I'm with David Hernandez. It's almost like,
wow,
Will Clark waited by first base for 3 days. Nobody showed up, but it also feels like nobody told Devers, hey, Will Clark wants to see you out there. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. You think something else is more of a big deal, and that's the injury.
Yeah. Look, what do we always say? Say player A from himself. And Devers, the Giants are hot, and he hasn't been the best version of himself in regard to power. Has not been bad, but it's not been what we thought, and yet they still are winning ball games. But, Stoney, I'm looking at the big picture. I truly am. And if these reports, and I heard the great Dave Fleming on with the Joes this morning on the morning roast, and they're talking about a growing issue, which we know has been there, but now it might be affecting his back. He swings that club like a caveman, and I'm watching him get sent around third base and risk things, lower extremity injuries could pop off. And Stoney, if you're not getting the dividends at the plate and there's a possibility or whispers that he might be, things aren't, why wouldn't you shut him down for a week or an IL stint? I know nobody wants to hear that. And if he's one of these guys that, hey, he's not going to do it, well, you make him do it. This is a major investment. The season, you're going to get a break. But we're talking about growing issues, Stoney. You need more than maybe 4 days. So if they were to just, you got ball games to lose, but what if this dude pulls something or pops something coming around third and the Giants didn't sit him down? I would be sick as a staff and as a manager that I'm letting this dude go out here and now he's struggling. It happens, it's baseball, but is he struggling because his back and his legs aren't right? Just a thought.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is there any player, Steiny, that can tell you, F you, I'm going to play because I can play and I get the gladiator thing, but is there anybody above, hey, we think we need to just shut you down and be safe with it?
I mean, I got to believe that if they felt like they had to shut him down, they would shut him down, at least till the, you know, probably through the All-Star break. But, you know, I mean, as Evan said, he about 5 minutes of action a night. I mean, come on.
Hey, okay.
Four at-bats. Okay, you're going to strike out once. Good chance you're going to walk once, which means you can walk to first base. Good chance you're going to ground out to second base that you don't have to run out anyway.
But what if it never gets fixed and you're never the best? And Flynn had mentioned he'd played the whole season hurt. Like, you know, and I get it. That's a gamer. But you got to think about the big picture, man.
Yeah, their offense ain't good enough, maybe, to play without Devers. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 11 o'clock.
Bailey's on the move. We've got
Casey Johnson. He works for the Chicago Sports Network, covers the Bulls, and the Bulls have a player, Josh Giddey, who's also a restricted free agent like Jonathan Kuminga. So we're going to talk to Casey Johnson about what's going on there, if there are any similarities between the situations. He's coming up at 11. We're talking about some great calls from the past, if you're just joining us. Two inside-the-park homers last night. One a game winner by the Giants, one to lead off the game for the A's. Two great calls. We're having some fun. You remember any great calls? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.